exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. I'm delighted to have you here. I'm not hearing anything in my headset. Should I be dumb? Sound okay over there, David? All right, David is ready to take your calls. If you want to jump on here anytime, we've got callers already coming in, so we'll go back and forth as we always do. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And we'll talk about a little grass issues. We'll talk about trees, talk about landscaping. We'll talk about the compost situations, pest control, whatever you would like to discuss. Weather here in Dallas is hot. It's about to cool off a little bit, but it's really hot. So we'll talk about some watering issues. You need to be careful about the watering. When we have this kind of a temperature, the key is to water heavily and then skip as long a period of time as you can before you water again. Don't be watering a little bit every day. Water heavily, unless it's annuals and things in pots and things that'll dry out real quickly during the day. Sometimes you'll even have to water twice a day for some of those kind of things. But if you have any questions related to that, give me a buzz on it. My next Dallas Morning News column, I was going to write about vines, and I was doing some preliminary jotting down notes on it, and I'm going to have to turn it into at least two or three columns because I want to talk about the vines that are really colorful and good to use and fast-growing and really economical and everything. There's quite a few of those. Might even have to put that in almost two columns. But I also want to write about the problem vines. There's some one of the worst weeds that I have is in that category, and there's a couple of others that other people have, and I'm going to write about them. Carolina snail seeds, the one that I have that's the worst. It's a woody vine, and you pull it up, and it comes right back from any little woody pieces that are left in the ground. So we'll talk about those a little bit on the show today, and then I'll write about them, and you'll see them in my column, which runs in Dallas Morning News on Thursday, and then it appears on our website on dirtdoctor.com after that. Some of the other the second most problematic vine is probably bindweed. Poison ivy's in that category for sure, and then there's some others. Virginia creeper, which is a vine that I like, can become a problem, and we'll talk about all those kind of things. They're a little harder to control than some of the annual and perennial things that stay low. But on the other hand, some of the vines that are really pretty and behave themselves are some of the best landscaping plants you can buy because they're so cost-effective, cover quickly. And if they get to be a problem, you can pull them down, plant something else, and very versatile. The tea this morning is kind of a mistake almost. I started to break off some ginger. I was going to do ginger and OSHA and the Wise Monkey coffee leaf tea and green tea, my usual base. And a bigger piece of ginger broke off than I meant to. So I said, what the heck? And I just went ahead, took my spoon, which is how I peel ginger, take a spoon and scrape the peeling off. You don't need to do that if you've grown your own. You can just leave the skin on there. But if you buy the ginger from the grocery store, you don't know how many people have picked it up and examined it before you bought it. So it'd be a good idea to scrape it off. But anyway, it was quite a bit bigger. It was probably a heaping tablespoon of ginger, maybe a little more than that, that I ended up with. And it's good, but it tastes mostly like ginger, as you would guess. The OSHA is the second most powerful flavor, and with that mixture, the other things are kind of subtle and in the background. All of those things are beneficial, have qualities that help you. Antioxidants and detox properties and things like that. Good for your stomach and digestion and all that. So if you haven't tried ginger, OSHA, the wise monkey's new for me. I've just been using it for about 4 or 5 months, I guess. And it was recommended to me by people talking about getting away from coffee and too much caffeine. Some people shouldn't drink coffee at all. My new diet, the coffee got axed, which I hate because I love the flavor of coffee. I'm now at the point where I like the fragrance of coffee, and I had one cup a few days ago, and it didn't taste as good as it used to, so I guess you get over it after a while. And you get a little bit of caffeine from the green tea and from this Wise Monkey tea that's made from coffee leaves. Very, very nice, subtle flavor. There's some interesting research I've been reading about green tea, too, especially if you use a really good quality green tea and an organic one like I buy. I buy it from Monterey Spice Company, which is where I like to get some of the other herbs that I buy also. But there is some research on green tea showing that even though it has a little caffeine in it, it's actually helpful for your sleep. So, you know, if you haven't given it a try, it's got a wonderful flavor. Give it a whirl. SPCA Elora is the doggy that we want to help today, and she's really good looking. Her picture's on her website on dirtdoctor.com. She's a 4.5-year-old lab retriever mix. Beautiful light fur, a little bit of cricket ears, which I like, and beautiful eyes. So check her out, her picture and bio are on dirtdoctor.com. Right on the homepage under the SPCA button, you still have to make an appointment through spca.org/findapet to do an adoption. They're not opening back up. Hopefully that'll happen sometime soon. And they're still doing the $25 special deal. So if you're thinking about a dog, this looks like a good one. She's really a little shy at first, but very friendly, warms up, and is very friendly after she meets you and gets a little bit of a comfort level. She's an easygoing gal. Let's see what else it says. She is an enjoyable gal who would like to meet all the family members interested in making her the new companion. She's gentle, sweet-natured, and would give family lots of love. So she sounds like a good find, so check her out on our website, dirtdoctor.com. My books, my art, the online classes are under the red button at the top of the page at dirtdoctor.com, and you can win one of the long courses, the 15-chapter course, by being the first to identify our mystery photograph. And it's a good one. It's a plant I was working on in at the office landscape yesterday. It had grown kind of aggressively. It's one of the plants that I planted in a place where it really gets too big, and I cut it all the way down, and it's growing back again, and I'm letting it be just a bushy thing. Beautiful plant. I like it a lot. Very durable, very adaptable to a lot of situations. So check out the mystery photo. It's right there on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com, and you can see it there. The other course that we have is a shorter course. It's on one subject. There are four parts to it, but it's on one subject. It covers how to diagnose and how to perform the entire sick tree treatment. We do it, and the video shows you the whole detail, and we explain it. Ronnie Nelson with Simply Horticulture and I work together on the thing to show you how to do sick tree treatment properly. And it's on live oak in our front yard that got covered up by silt and debris in the plants around the base of the tree through the years. I knew it was happening. I was going to do the video at some point. It had gotten a little farther along, a little bit more of a problem than I probably should have allowed, but it created a good subject for this video, and we show you how to do it, and it's amazing how well the tree's already growing again. It didn't take long for it to start putting on new, beautiful, luxurious new growth on the tips and fill out in the center and the whole deal. So it's been a real success, and you can see it all. Doesn't cost very much at all. It's $29.95. The other is in the $195 to $295 range, the big course. But the members of the Organic Club of America get a 20% discount. So go to the members area and sign up for it there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Have you tried Medina's orange oil? It's all natural, biodegradable, extracted from orange peels, and has a variety of household and garden applications. Use Medina's orange oil as a soil drench or a plant wash, applying during the cooler parts of the day to prevent burning of the plant foliage.
You can clean just about everything with Medina's orange oil, and it smells great. Orange oil lifts stains, and it's even helpful for removing heavy grease and cleaning paintbrushes. This all-natural product is also perfect for cleaning, protecting, and polishing hardwood floors and stained concrete, leaving a beautiful shine. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of organic lawn and garden products, 59 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to the phones because Darlene, I can find my mouse here. She's calling from Arlington. Hi, Darlene. What's up?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you when I'm going to church on
yeah,
Sunday
thank
morning.
You.
So anyway, I have a problem in my San Augustine grass. We had this installed about the spring of last year, and it has done beautifully until this past week. But I had watered really well, I thought, this past Monday morning, and everything seemed to be doing just fine. But Tuesday morning, I went out there to water some pots, plants, and things, and I had an area of an irregular circle, kind of, and a few other circles, grass dead as a hammer. What do you think?
Dead or just turned yellow? You think it's already dead?
Well, it's. I pulled some up. It had a little bit of the turf, you know, that I could pull up.
It comes loose easily. Well, that's a fungus, and it's a fungus called brown patch. And how it relates to watering and fertilizer and drainage, Darlene. How often are you watering your turf?
Well, I've been watering it twice weekly at least, but in this hot weather.
Sure. Well, watering it real heavily and then going as long as you can, you know, the watering technique I recommend for everything. But the brown patch in St. Augustine grass normally hits in cooler weather, but it can hit any time of the year. What's your fertilizer program?
Well, actually, I think we've only fertilized it once, and my daughter did fertilize it, but it's been some time back. She uses organic products.
Okay, good. Well, the thing that may be an issue, and you can figure this out by probing the soil. You can use a professional pipe probe, or you can just use a golf club with the head sawed off. Driver's the best because it's a solid. Most of the clubs these days are solid, and you can saw the head off the shaft with a hacksaw or whatever kind of saw you have, and it'll be at an angle, and it'll stab into the ground real easily. You may have a situation there where the fungus is happening where it's not draining as well as it should, and you can find out by using the probe and stabbing it into the ground and seeing if it's too wet or it's dry. Probably too wet. If your fungus is growing like it sounds like it is, there, that's probably for whatever reason staying too wet. Sometimes you can be watering at what seems to be a regular, a reasonable rate and a reasonable schedule, but there's a perched water table. In other words, down at 12 inches or a little deeper, there could be a barrier of soil that blocks the water. The water goes down and hits it and just sits there, and it's sitting at the bottom of the root system of the plants, and that can lead to those fungal diseases. So check all that out. Try to adjust the water, whatever it seems appropriate, and at the same time, get you some whole ground cornmeal from the feed store or garden center that sells organic stuff, and put the whole ground cornmeal out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like you'd put it out, an organic fertilizer.
Okay.
And if it is fungal, which it sounds like it is, if you can send me some photographs, I might see something else, but it sounds like it's brown patch, which is fungal, and the whole ground cornmeal is the best control of it that you can use.
Well, should I put it just on that area, or should I put it around, kind of around that, and should I dig up this grass to put in? And when do you think that I could be safely put in more grass there?
Well, you can safely put in more grass anytime, especially if you use the cornmeal on it. Sometimes when brown patch is treated with cornmeal, it'll green up and start growing again. So try that.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted you.
Just try that first, and if that doesn't work, then you have to bite the bullet and replace it with some new sod. But just give it a try with the cornmeal first and see if it won't green back up and be in good shape for you.
All right, then, just one application?
One application usually does it. If you adjust your watering and make it where it's pulsing, where the soil is getting a little dry down a few inches into the ground in between waterings, and if you're not fertilizing too often, you can fertilize too often even with organic fertilizer.
Only fertilized this one time.
Well, that sounds good. That's good.
About 18 or 19 months.
Check out the water, cornmeal, and I think you'll be in good shape.
Well, I saw some cornmeal. I did go up to Callaway's to see what they could suggest, and they had some cornmeal there, but I'm not real sure if it's organic or not.
Well, all the cornmeal that's in the garden centers and feed stores is the same. So if they have whole ground cornmeal, whatever the brand is, if they have one like Nature's Creation that has garlic in it, or the Good Natured may also, some of them on the market, in other words, have not only whole ground cornmeal, but also some garlic in the product also. And that makes it even more powerful for controlling fungal diseases.
All right. Well, I certainly do appreciate you giving me this information, and I'll get around here in a few minutes and get ready and be watching it at 9 o'clock. Be listening to you, not watching it.
Okay. Thanks for calling, darling.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Talk
again. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Whatever you'd like to discuss, give me a buzz. We'll work in a little in Howard's garden as we go back and forth, and hopefully help you out and help you have more fun gardening.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The fungus in the grass can also be treated with cornmeal in a liquid form. I didn't tell Darlene this, but any of you can do this. Sometimes I'll do both. I'll put out the cornmeal dry, and I'll also put it into a bucket of water, about a cup full or big handful of cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, let it sit, stir it around, let it sit for a few hours. Strain the solids out so it doesn't clog up your sprayer and spray it. It works on fungus that is on the foliage, and it works on fungus in the soil too. And if you do the dry and the liquid, it's even a bit, it's a little more trouble to do it, but it works even better. And don't let the people, it comes from, the typical universities. Don't listen to the people that say that cornmeal doesn't work. It works great, and all you got to do to find out is give it a try. They recommend the chemicals because, a lot of reasons about the chemical grant money and yada, yada, yada. But you don't want to use things like daconil or what are some of the other ones that are out there, any of the toxic chemical disease control products people think are not dangerous to be around. I guess they think that because it kills such small things, microorganisms, but they can be the most dangerous of all the chemicals that you use and need to be top of the list about getting away from. Plus, the cornmeal works better. There's a new fungicide that's out there that Scotts has called Disease X that's being pushed a lot, and you want to stay away from that one. For sure. Give the cornmeal a try. Give the cornmeal juice or cornmeal tea, whatever you'd like to call it, try, and you'll see that it works very, very well, not only on brown patch, which creates the round spots and the big amoeba-shaped spots that grow into various sizes. That's brown patch. The gray leaf spot makes little lesions on the leaves, and they'll fade out an entire big area. And the other fungal diseases have different looks. But all of those diseases in the turf are primarily fungal and can all be controlled with the cornmeal. The, like I said, the products that have garlic in the cornmeal work even better. Here's Ray next up in Carrollton, Texas. Hi, Ray.
Good morning. I have a question. I've got an oak tree in my front yard. I had been traveling for a couple of weeks and then came home and found that I had several large cracks in the bark and then one section about 18 inches wide and about 3 or 4 feet long had popped off of the trunk. I looked on your website and found where you use some 1x2s and ratchet straps to try and hold it all together and cover it with black plastic. I've done that, but I'm wondering, will the bark reattach itself that has popped off? And what else do I need to do, and how long do I need to keep that on the trunk?
Okay. Well, let me see if we can help you out here. This is kind of late for this to be happening and for this technique to work. What does the rest of the tree look like? What does the canopy look like at this point?
It's a full green canopy.
Still looks good? Okay.
Yep.
Well, cracking this late, it may be a good sign, probably, because the cracking, if it was really detrimental to the tree, you would see a bunch of yellowing and you'd see dead leaves at the tip growth, the terminal growth of the canopy. So if the canopy is still good and healthy, the only thing, putting the straps on there and all like you've done is not going to hurt anything, but what will help even better, and you may want to loosen it and add this if you didn't, is what I call the tree trunk goop. Did you see that when you were looking at my website?
I did not.
Well, the tree trunk goop is applied to the crack first, and then putting the straps and cinching it up makes it work a whole lot better. On the other hand, if this cracked some time ago and just now popped the bark off so you can see the crack and it looks like it's already drying and trying to heal, you may not have a big problem. But even if it is starting to dry and heal and callus is starting to form on each side of the crack, you know, that rolling looking tissue that's trying to grow back over the crack, that's a real good sign. But even if that's happening, I'd put the tree trunk goop on the wound and then cover it back up. If it's dry and already trying to heal, you really don't even need to cover it back up. You can just put the tree trunk goop. Tree trunk goop is a mixture. There's two different formulas. One is a mixture of three things: compost, diatomaceous earth, and soft rock phosphate. That was my original recipe. You put enough water with it to make a mud, and you just slather it on the wound of a tree or any plant, any kind of woody tissue, and it starts healing. The healing process very quickly. It's a wonderful tool. The simpler way to go, and it might even be a better formula, is to use a real high quality compost like an earthworm castings and the product called Azomite 50-50, just two ingredients and the water. Slather it on, and if you put something like burlap around it, if it is still looks like it's raw and not healing, if you put burlap soaked in that material on the wound and the two boards and the ratchet straps holding it together and everything, that makes it work even better. But once again, if it's already dry, you know, not still raw and bleeding and that sort of thing, and starting to heal, look like it's starting to heal, just do the tree trunk goop, and don't worry about the boards and the ratchet straps and all that kind of thing, cinching it up tight.
Okay. All right, what about the section that had popped off of the trunk?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's already dry and trying to start healing, you look at the edge of the wound, and if it's already kind of rounding and looks like it's trying to grow in and the wound is dry and not real fresh, it's already trying to heal itself. And I'm suspicious that that's the case if the foliage, if the canopy still looks good like you say it is.
Okay. All right.
Probably not a big deal. The tree trunk goop, though, will help no matter what the situation.
Okay. Well, I will definitely make some of that up and put that on.
Let me know. Send me some pictures of it, too, and I may see something else that I can help you with.
Where do I send the pictures to?
Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And it's dirtdoctor.com. Dirtdoctor.com is the name of the website, and it's DirtDoctor, all spelled out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Hope I can help you again. Here's Larry in Stephenville. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, I've got a little problem. Fairly new landscape, just a new house with new landscape I'd purchased. I had hydrangea. To put in the ground, and I didn't get the work done that I needed to do, so I ended up putting in a big terracotta pot. It grew real well. I had it in one location. It grew real big, but never did put on any blooms. Well, it acquired fungus. I decided to move it to another location, and I did. It's continued to grow. It never did bloom the first 2 or 3 months. Now it's starting to bloom. My question is, and I've been treating it with some fungicide. Question is, the leaves that have the big brown reddish spots all over them, will they eventually go away, or do you need to trim those back, or what?
Well, this is a florist hydrangea. The ones that have the big round flower-looking things are actually not flowers, but they look like flowers. Is that what
yes.
you have? Okay.
Yes.
Well, the fungus on there you can treat. I don't recommend chemical fungicides like you suggested you've used at all. That's another case where you'd put cornmeal in the soil and soak cornmeal in water and spray it. You could also spray hydrogen peroxide just right from the grocery store for that kind of a disease that you have, and use organic fertilizer, and your plant should come back and be fine. The florist hydrangeas like a lot of water, so you usually are not going to create the fungus by watering them too much in a pot, but it is possible. It's just a lot harder to do because they can take a lot of water. But knock the fungus back instead of the toxic stuff with hydrogen peroxide or cornmeal, and you'll be better off, and your plant will do better as well.
And the spots that are on the present big leaves, will they go away, or will you just get new growth?
You'll get new growth, and the damaged leaves will stay damaged. So if you don't like the way they look as the new foliage emerges, just carefully prune the ugly leaves away, okay?
Okay. If you got time for one more question.
Sure.
I have a flower bed around the deal, and as I think in most cases in landscaping, it's not the best dirt in the world. Matter of fact, you go down about a foot and it's hard clay. When the sprinkler, the soaker hose, when you have it on, it actually just fills up the hole where the plant is, and it's like a bowl, of course. How do you break up that clay down below to where you can get some better drainage?
Well, everything I recommend, Larry, has the ability to soften the soil. It's just that the whole program is what works the best, using all the things I recommend, compost, rock minerals, and sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses. But the one product that will soften the soil the fastest, and it might work best in your case, if you drench hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, the 3% stuff from the grocery store, mix it with water 50-50 and drench it into the soil, soak the soil with it just one time, not over and over again. That'll soften the soil. Then start using compost and the cornmeal and rock minerals like lava sand and azomite and the dry molasses, and you will improve your soil to a soft, productive soil. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Regret going solar? Are your bills more than promised? Is your solar company not responding to calls? Are you basically stuck in a bad solar deal? Well, if so, Solar Patrol can help you. They advocate for solar customers who have been wronged by solar companies. Get the results you expected. Let Solar Patrol fix these bad situations and business practices. Solar Patrol will deliver results in 30 days or less in most cases. In the instance where the installer is nowhere to be found, Solar Patrol can repair or correct issues and hold the original installer responsible. Solar Patrol will resolve any solar issues, help you be more informed about purchasing solar, and provide other services that makes owning solar less of a headache. Protect yourself from solar scams by contacting them today. Call 469-552-7454 or go to solarpatrol.com. 469-552-7454 or solarpatrol.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Let's go to Oak Cliff, South Dallas, and talk to Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Howard. I've got a, I call it an opportunity to receive a lot of vegetable waste. Okay. I'm thinking maybe up to like 65-gallon buckets. And I was just wondering if I could just pour that on top of my yard, and I have wood chips also and some grass clippings and leaves, and just till all that into the soil.
How fresh are they, Alan? Where are they coming from?
I believe they're going to be coming from, like, restaurants and different places like that.
Okay.
I don't know how long they've held on to them.
Okay.
Before they're bringing them out.
Well, the only negative about them is attracting wildlife, and that's the thing we've got to be careful with as far as helping to build the soil. It's a great tool, and there's three ways to do it. The way you suggested, putting it on the surface and then covering all of it with a thick layer of shredded native tree trimmings is one. It's probably the way that would attract the wildlife the most, though. The second way would be what's called trench composting, and that is to dig trenches beside the plants you're trying to build, where you're trying to build the soil, and you put the material down in the trench in the ground and cover it up with enough soil to where it kind of blocks the fragrance of the stuff that would attract the wildlife. And then the third thing to do, which is probably the ideal way to go, is to mix that material into a compost pile that has shredded tree trimmings and leaves and, you know, other brown material, carbon material. And then you get the carbon and the protein from all that vegetable waste working together, and the odor's not too bad, doesn't attract wildlife that much. And it breaks down real quickly into a beautiful, beautiful compost. So those are the three different techniques. The first two are a lot easier and will work fine and help build your soil. The only thing I'm worried about is attracting armadillos and possums and raccoons and things like that.
Well, we've already got possums.
Well, you're going to have more.
I've got a tiller. And I was thinking about mixing it all up with the soil.
That'd be fine if you did that. That's kind of a fourth technique. You could do that and then cover it with the shredded tree trimmings. And the shredded tree trimmings mulch will kind of block the fragrance of the vegetable waste, and that'll help you keep the wildlife away too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got enough wood chips that I could till it all in and then put a nice layer of wood chips on top.
I think that'll work.
All right. And, doggone it, there's another question, but I can't think of it.
If you do, call me back, okay?
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Let me do a little in Howard's garden and Howard's travels for you. I don't do that many golf trips anymore for a couple of different reasons. I hadn't been traveling anywhere too much at all, like most people, but starting to get back to it again. But I did do a golf trip this past week, and it was a terrific place to see. It's the Inverness golf course in Toledo, Ohio. It's where the Solheim Cup will be played, I think, in August or September. It's coming up pretty soon. And it's the women's version of the Ryder Cup, same kind of format as the Ryder Cup the men play. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it on TV now that I've been at the course. And it's a very special place. The history is just dripping off of the place in there. Every square foot. There's been many major tournaments and amateur and pro tournaments played there. And one of the most fun things to do was to see all the photography of the famous people, you know, going all the way back to 1920 or so and through today, the people that have played there and won tournaments and various kinds of things. But even more interesting than that for me, the landscape guy, besides seeing how they maintain the place, and they didn't do it organic. I talked to some of the maintenance people, and they do a pretty intense chemical kind of thing. So maybe we can work on them on that here at some point. But anyway, where we stayed, a beautiful old house. It had different rooms for the guests that come there. And outside the window, I noticed a foliage of a tree, a big tree that I thought I recognized. And I went out and looked at the ground, and then I saw on one side of it, sure enough, it was a walnut tree, black walnut. And then walked around the corner of the house. I was looking at the foliage out of the window, walked outside and around the corner of the house, and holy mackerel, it's the biggest walnut tree I've ever seen in my life. It's got to be on somebody's champion list. I haven't had time to look it up yet, but it's beautiful. It's symmetrical. Trunk diameter close to 6 feet, just towers above this two-story house, and it is in beautiful, beautiful shape. I sent Maggie some pictures of it. I'm sure whenever she has time, she'll put it on Facebook for you, and we'll put it in the walnut entry on dirtdoctor.com and some other places so you can experience it as well. It is a spectacular tree and fits right into the fabulous tree slideshow and talks that I do. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you're interested in my talks or my art or my books or anything, just go to dirtdoctor.com. It's all the information is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, all spelled out.